Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about life, the ordinary life we live and how that God makes it a not so ordinary life. As we follow His Word, as we obey His instructions, as we live to please Him and to honor Him. And today we're going to look specifically at God as our fountain of life. And Psalmist again, I think I said yesterday that these daily topics this week come from various Psalms. And today is Psalm 36:9. Psalmist writes, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." So I read that verse and thought about this idea of a fountain of life. I think about the stories of various individuals. I think Ponce de Leon is probably one of the more famous that spent time searching for a fountain of youth and kind of looking for a similar thing, something that would keep a person living. There was a lot of advantages in the minds of people. There still are a lot of advantages in the minds of people to be young. But one of the greatest appeals that people have in that is, well, we associate getting old with dying. And so this idea of finding a fountain of youth where I could remain youthful forever was quite an appealing thing, and various legends would exist about its existence. And so people would go to great expense in an attempt to find it. The good news is that we have something better. It's not simply a fountain of youth, it's a fountain of life, and that's God. And the big question has to do is, are we drinking from that fountain? You see, when we have access to the fountain of life, the source of life, it's our choice whether we drink from it. I think sometimes we pass by water sources, we pass by things that we probably need, but we're skeptical. We're not sure if it's clean, if it's pure, if it's suitable for our specific need, and so fear keeps us from taking advantage of what's been provided. Other times we pass by and we're not really paying attention, and we don't even notice it. It's not that it's hidden, but it's not as obvious as we expected it to be. I think both of those are true in the lives of people when it comes to God as a fountain of life. They're fearful, they're skeptical. It can't be that easy, it can't be that good. It there has to be a catch. And for some, it's, I know that God expects this, this, and this, and I really don't want to do any of that. I don't really want to be that way. And yet for others, it's a walking past God as the fountain of life. Not that He's hidden, but they're not really looking. Maybe they're looking for something that looks different. It's the big reason why the Jewish people as a whole missed Jesus. It's not that they weren't looking for a Messiah. It's not that they weren't looking for a Savior, the fountain of life that would rescue them. It's that in their mind it would look differently than what it did. And when the fountain of life would walk right by them, it wasn't even noticed because it's not what they were looking for. And I think it's true with so many things in life. We get in our mind what a certain word means, what a certain thing looks like. And when it's presented in a different way, we don't recognize it. It's like it doesn't exist. It can't be that, because that's not what I want it to be. And when we look to God as the fountain of life, and we recognize that, we accept that, we acknowledge it, we begin to share it as such. When we drink from a water fountain, we generally do so, number one, expecting that it's pure, but number two, because we're thirsty. Because it meets and satisfies a need that we have. And when it comes to life, Jesus says that he has come to give life, and life to the full, or abundant life. And we need the pure water of God's word, the pure water of God himself, to sustain us. And he becomes that fountain that we drink from. He goes on in this verse to say this fountain of life is light. Because it's light, in him we find light and we become light. When the light of God shines upon us, one of the messages of the Christmas season, of Jesus coming to earth, that the light of God has dawned upon you, that you can now see him. You can interact with him in a way that had not been done before. And yet still, the people were so used to walking in darkness that even though this great light had dawned and shined upon them, they missed it. And when we live life with God as our fountain, and we spend time in his word, that fountain of life springs up within the pages of his word so that we can be sustained and we can grow. When we allow his spirit to nourish our soul, when we encourage one another, when we shine the light of Jesus through us, we participate in that fountain of life. Good news is that the fountain of life is, well, it's a bountiful fountain. It's a fountain that never runs dry. It's a fountain that is enough for all who would come. Jesus would say to all who are thirsty, come. The question is, are we thirsty enough to come to the fountain of life? Do we desire real life, eternal life, enough that we come? But it's also a question, are we inviting others? Are we sharing that same invitation that Jesus offers to the people around us? You see, they may not be listening to him yet, but they might listen to us. For generations, and I know things are changing some, but Christmas and Easter were generally two times that people were more likely to come to church to worship God or to see what the worship service is all about, at least. More likely at Christmas and Easter than other times throughout the year. The good news is that inviting people is generally the best way, the most common way for people to show up to a church service. But are we saying, come? Are we issuing the invitation that Jesus issues? To all who are thirsty, come. And it's not that the church building is anything special or it somehow saves them or makes them good or right with God. But it is and ought to be at least a place of encouragement, a place where Jesus is lifted up, a place where they can see for themselves how others have experienced God, and they can find people to talk to. They can hear the message of Jesus. You see, God is our fountain of life. He says if we seek Him, we will find Him. All of the searches for the fountain of youth, at least to knowledge of anyone today, is that it was never found. But the fountain of life, that's mine. I pray that it's yours, that you and I are all, and all of us are drinking from it daily, and that we're sharing it. I suspect if there was such a thing as a fountain of youth, that if it had been found, that there would have been those that wanted to keep it secret. To just be for us, to have that superior knowledge and awareness, and I think sometimes we live that way with the fountain of life. And God's desire that in Him we not only find that life, but that we find the light that He wants us to be. And so today, as you go about life, will you make the most of every opportunity to say, come, all who are thirsty. Come, find that fountain of life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need to survive. You've given us water from this fountain of life. Just as you encountered this woman at the well and offered her this great news, that the water that you can give is living water. And you could make that offer because you presented yourself to her in the form of your Son, Jesus. And Father, may we know you through our relationship with your Son, Jesus, as the fountain of our life. The source from which it flows, the source from which it continues. The source from which we have eternal life. And so, Father, may we continually drink deeply from your word, from your spirit, from your very presence within us. May we grow because we're well nourished. And Father, as we grow in Christ, as we become more of what you created and designed and called us to be, may we be very deliberate about not only knowing the life that we have in you, but the light that we have in you and that you desire for us to shine into this dark world. And Father, as you sent Jesus to earth to be that light in a very dark time, you've also called us to be the light in our dark time. In the darkness of life that others around us are experiencing. Father, we're able to do that not because we're so good or that, but because we drink from the fountain of life. And so help us today to be that light of the world. To say to all around us who are thirsty, come. That we would lift up Jesus, that we would speak of Jesus, that we would live for Jesus. And in doing so, that invitation to all who are thirsty to come would be accepted and seen as a worthwhile pursuit. Because they've seen Him in our life and the benefit of us having pursued Him and having lived a life drinking from that fountain. May our life be that example so that when we lift up Jesus, that people desire to see what He's about. So God, today, as we drink from that fountain of life, as we share that fountain of life, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.